From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. Navy is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off the coast of Yemen. As NPR's Jackie Northam explains, the vessels will join other American warships in an increasing show of force in the region.
The U.S. Navy says it's deploying the USS Theodore Roosevelt and the guided missile cruiser Normandy to the Gulf of Aden to ensure the vital shipping lanes in the volatile region remain open and safe. The two U.S. warships had been stationed in the Persian Gulf. The decision comes in the midst of fighting between Yemen's government and Houthi rebels allied with Iran. A Saudi-led air campaign has been targeting the Houthis. Western governments believe Iran supplies the Houthi militants in Yemen with weapons, which Iran denies. Last week, the UN Security Council imposed an arms embargo on the Houthis. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
A Detroit area police officer who was shown on video hauling a man out of his car and repeatedly punching him in the head has been charged with assault. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says that while the job of an officer can be dangerous, abuse of authority cannot be tolerated. Worth outlining the charges against Fired Officer William Melendez with the Inkster Police Department.
Count one, misconduct in office, which is a 5-year felony. Count two, mistreatment of a prisoner, which is a 5-year felony. And the third charge is assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, which is a 10-year felony.
Dash cam video shows Floyd Dent being pulled from his car by two officers during the January 28th stop, then shows him being punched by Melendez. A drug charge against Dent will be dropped. Baltimore police say there's no evidence that officers physically assaulted a black man who died after being taken into custody there, but NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports they still don't know how the man suffered a life-ending injury to his spinal cord.
Officials say shortly after Freddie Gray was arrested a week ago, he asked for an inhaler, but they say an autopsy Monday shows the cause of death was a spinal injury. Because Gray was alone in the back of a police transport van, they say they don't know how that injury happened. Commissioner Anthony Batts says he shares the public's frustration.
We too are part of this community, and we hear, I hear the outrage. I hear the concern. And I also hear the fear.
Batt says the officers involved have been suspended. He's also requiring new training in first aid and CPR. The police investigation will be completed May 1st and sent to state prosecutors. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Multinational conglomerate General Electric is reported to be in early discussions with Wells Fargo about selling its entire $74 billion commercial lending business. According to Reuters, individuals familiar with the discussions who asked not to be identified due to the confidential nature of the talks also say GE may be talking with other parties. Stocks rebounded from their losses at the end of last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 208 points today to 18,034. The Nasdaq gained 62 points. The S&P 500 closed up 19 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Defense contractor Raytheon is agreeing to pay $1.9 billion to purchase cybersecurity company WebSense from a private equity firm. The deal through Vista Equity Partners is aimed at making a defense-grade cyber protection program available to commercial companies, while the Massachusetts-based Raytheon is best known for its military defense systems. Winners of the Pulitzer Prize were announced today. In addition to awards for Best Journalism of the Year, Pulitzers were also bestowed on the Best Books, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Writer Anthony Doerr's best-selling novel, All the Light We Cannot See, won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. It's the story of a young French girl and a German boy during World War II. Doerr told NPR he wanted to look at the war from a new angle.
And for me, I just thought I would try to dwell very specifically on these two children as they move through the war.
The nonfiction award went to Elizabeth Culbert for The Sixth Extinction, which explores how humans have affected the environment. David Kurtzer's The Pope and Mussolini won for biography. Elizabeth Fenn took the History Prize for Encounters at the Heart of the World, and the poetry award went to Digest by Gregory Pardlow. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
When it comes to fish pedicures, the nation's highest court is declining to wade in, so to speak. Justices today refusing to hear an appeal from an Arizona salon owner, Cindy Vong, who wanted the court to intervene in a dispute over whether she could offer pedicures using fish that nibble dead skin from people's feet. Local regulators had sought to stop her from offering the service, saying the fish could not be sanitized between uses. A state appeals court rejected Vong's claim her constitutional due process rights were violated. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.